It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. Thousands of hotels are in danger of shutting down permanently due to the pandemic, Houston Public Media's Florian Martin reports.
Two-thirds of the more than 5,500 hotels in Texas could have to close if Congress doesn't extend the Paycheck Protection Program. That's according to a survey of hoteliers by the American Hotel and Lodging Association. The organization says Texas hotels have shed more than 55,000 jobs since the start of the pandemic, and they fear that number could reach 100,000 without more federal aid. The group's president and CEO, Chip Rogers, says this could change the industry forever.
This data cannot become a reality. These are our forecasts, and Congress can help stop this and change the course with action in the next few weeks.
Hotel occupancy has been down significantly throughout the pandemic. Data firm STR shows occupancy in Houston was 43% in August, about 30% lower than a year ago.
An NMSU event on Wednesday brought electricity stakeholders together to talk about the future. Madison Staten reports.
Many think the electricity revolution happened more than a century ago. Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb, followed by a widespread implementation of electric power. But the reality is the electricity industry continues to evolve, and there's a new revolution happening right here in New Mexico. Electricity stakeholders call it beneficial electrification. It's a concept of using electricity as a replacement for direct fossil fuel in a way that lowers both cost and total emissions. It happened to be a central topic at Wednesday's Electrify New Mexico event, a discussion about the future of electricity with state stakeholders hosted by New Mexico State University. Keith Dennis from the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association shared that the goal is to save consumers money while also benefiting the environment.
So what is beneficial electrification? Another common question I get is, isn't all electrification beneficial? And the answer is, well, it depends on who you ask. For instance, if I said, I'm going to come into your house, you have a brand new gas furnace, I'm going to rip that thing out and put an electric furnace in because that's electrification. Well, it is electrification, but that could cost the consumer a lot of money, and they might not think that's beneficial.
Electricity is the optimal power source, according to Dennis, because emissions from appliances are decreasing from year to year.
Anything that's plugged into the electric grid is getting better for the environment over time. In fact, if you plugged anything into the grid in 2005, by now, it would be 29% less carbon emissions intensive than it was then. Just if you operated it the exact same way, you'd have 29% reduction in carbon. And the trend's going to keep on going out into the future. And at some point, if your emissions are going down so much just from being on the grid, it becomes the best option, pick electricity.
And the way electricity is generated is evolving. By 2030, 50% of New Mexico's electricity will be carbon-free per the state's Energy Transition Act. Mark Falkenberry with Western Farmers Electric Cooperative brought clarity on how the industry is already working toward that goal.
The one thing that's been unique and consistent about this market since it has opened is that we are seeing continual increases in renewable energy. It's doing what we had hoped. It's helping ratepayers have the lowest generation resources that are available. And we're seeing more and more renewables. As a matter of fact, SPP is projecting that we can see basically a doubling, possibly in the next 3 to 5 years, of renewable resources into this marketplace.
Keynote speaker and NMSU Chancellor Dan Arvizu spoke about how New Mexico's resources will help set the state up for success.
We have a tremendous amount of both natural resources, both minerals in the ground with oil and gas, and renewable energy with wind and solar. So we are rich in energy. The state of New Mexico is rich in energy. And I think looking at it from the perspective of what the opportunity is, what the potential is great here. Now, we're challenged in a lot of different ways, but the assets on which we can build are tremendous. And so that, I think, is an important part of going forward.
The state itself is also promoting beneficial electrification, especially within the transportation sector. Nidra Murphy, with the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department, says there are currently 32 electric vehicles in the state fleet and 30 new charging stations that will be installed by November in Santa Fe. She said the state is exploring electric vehicles for public transportation and is also working on adopting new regulations.
So what goals are we promoting to encourage beneficial electrification of transportation in New Mexico? There are several. First, adopting low and zero emission vehicle regulations in the state is a major factor that can increase electric vehicles. Other states that have adopted low ZEV regulations have increased the number of EVs more rapidly than states who have not.
Ultimately, the event was a way to showcase the progress already being made while underscoring the changes still to come. Arvizu says it's about correctly utilizing the resources of New Mexico.
We're in a position where we can actually now claim without any reservations that we have more functionality at less cost with many of our renewable technologies. More functionality at less cost. That has absolutely no political implications to it other than we can benefit from the fact of deploying some of these advanced technologies.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.